Welcome, listeners, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken Laster here on WWUH. Let's begin with a couple covers of Stevie Wonder tunes that I really dig. We'll begin with If It's Magic from Artemis, an all-female group featuring the vocals of Cecile McLaurin-Salvant.
If it's magic, then why can't it be everlasting? Like the sun that always shines, like the poet's endless rhyme, like the galaxies in time. If it's pleasing, then why can't it be never leaving? Like the day that never fails, like on seashores there are shells, like the time that always tells, it holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without a bite and quenches every thirst. So, if it's special, then with it, why aren't we as careful? Making sure we dress in style, posing pictures with a smile, keeping danger from a child. It holds the key to every heart throughout the universe. It fills you up without a bite and quenches every thirst. So, if it's magic, why can't we make it everlasting? Like the lifetime of the sun, it will leave no heart undone, for there's enough for
some fine covers of Stevie Wonder tunes in that last set. Last one you heard, a smokin' version of Too High, Stevie Wonder composition. And this is from Joe Farrell from the album Penny Arcade, 1973 release, featuring Joe Farrell on saxophones, Herbie Hancock on piano, Steve Gadd on drums, Herb Buschler on bass, Joe Beck on guitar, and Don Elias on drums and percussion. Before that, we heard from what is billed as a supergroup and all-female cast, led by pianist and musical director Rini Rosnes, Anat Cohen on clarinet, Melissa Aldana on tenor sax, Ingrid Jensen on trumpet, Norika Ueda on bass, and drummer Allison Miller. And that track also features vocalist Cecile McLaurin-Salvant, a great album released late in 2020. Artemis is the name of the group and the name of the album. So let's continue on in the theme of covering some rock artists. The next set we are going to cover Jimi Hendrix, certainly one of my favorite guitarists of any genre. So we're going to play a cover of May This Be Love by a guitarist Tony Davis from his first album entitled Golden Year, a University of Hartford graduate, happens to be the son of the great trombonist Steve Davis. So let's begin with May This Be Love. Thank you. a very interesting take of some Jimi Hendrix music on this album from the Gil Evans Orchestra 1974 release. Gil Evans Orchestra plays the music of Jimi Hendrix, and we heard their take on Angel. Before that, we heard from Tony Davis from his album Golden Year, his first album, released in 2020. May This Be Love, Jimi Hendrix composition. We're going to continue on with Dan Arcimone from his new release, Standards, Volume 1. Dan Arcimone, also a Connecticut guitarist. And this album has some very interesting improvisations on jazz standards done in a very modern way. This one is a Freddie Hubbard composition, Little Sunflower. Let's listen to Dan Arcimone.
Thank you.
bright copper kettles and long woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with string. These are a few of my favorite things. Cream color ponies and crisp apple strudel, doorbells and sleigh bells and schnitzel with noodles, wild geese that fly with the moon on their wings. These are a few of my favorite things. Girls in white dresses with blue satin sashes, snowflakes that stay on my nose and eyelashes, silver white winters that melt into spring. These are a few of my favorite things. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, when I'm feeling sad, I simply remember my favorite things, and they
a very soulful tune from the late, great George Duke on piano, electric piano, from the album Faces in Reflection, 2008 release. We heard Capricorn. Before that, from the Dan Pugach No Net, My Favorite Things, featuring the vocals of Nicole Zoraitis. That was released as a single last year. My Favorite Things, of course, made popular in the jazz world by John Coltrane. Great arrangement of it here from Dan Pugach and his No Net. And we began this set with Dan Arcimone from the album Standards, Volume 1. And we heard the Freddie Hubbard composition, Little Sunflower. All right, next we are going to hear from a brand new album from pianist Emmett Cohn called Future Stride. And I think this is a brilliant album in the way that it fuses stride piano stylings, which originated in Harlem in the 1920s, with a very modern sound. I think you'll agree. We are going to hear the title cut from the album Future Stride. Thank you. Brand new from Emmett Cohen on Mac Avenue Records, we heard the title track, Future Stride. And that is Emmett Cohen's trio of Emmett Cohen on piano, Russell Hall on bass, and Kyle Poole on drums. The same trio that you may have seen on YouTube or Facebook doing their Monday night jam sessions. If you haven't heard that, you ought to look that up. We're coming near the end of this week's In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. My name is Ken Laster, and let's wrap it up with something from Hank Mobley, 1963 release. No Room for Squares is the name of the album. We are going to hear Up a Step from the great tenor saxophone player Hank Mobley. Hi, this is Ken Laster. I'd like to thank you for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. It's been going on now for 10 years and 6 million downloads worldwide. I've put in an extraordinary amount of time and expense into producing this show. Why do I do this? I hope you can tell that it gives me so much joy to spread my love of this art form to you and to others. Now, I would like to ask you for your support to continue this musical journey. If you go to my website, jazzandbeyond.podbean.com, you will find a donate button on the right sidebar where you can make a contribution. Surely, just one listening of this podcast equals the value of a single CD. If you have been a regular listener over a period of time, perhaps the value to you is even more. Whatever amount you can donate, you will be partnering with me to spread the tradition of this music to others around the world. I sincerely thank you for your support.